This is a special segment about Native American film and media for KBFT Radio on the Boys Fort Reservation. Sit back and enjoy the listen.
My name is Beverly Steele, and I'm from Net Lake here on the Boys Fort Reservation. I've lived here all my life, and I'm an elder. I liked the film about the little boy that was getting his regalia and in his interaction with his grandpa. Yeah, the Waboos, yeah, that was it. I think it's so important for kids to interact with their elders in the family. And I like how the grandpa was teaching the little boy things, you know. So it had a lot of messages in it. I would kind of like to see a film, and I haven't seen any, but there maybe are some out there about, you know, what our ancestors went through, like, especially like the boarding school. My grandma used to tell us about it, that she was in boarding school and that she ran away, you know, and had to walk through the woods. And, you know, I don't know if I could ever do that, you know. She left the boarding school, and how they, you know, they cut their hair and couldn't speak their language, you know. It's just kind of heartbreaking when you think about it, how, you know, back in the day, that's all they could talk, and if they couldn't relate, and you know, in their own language, it would be. I probably would run away, run away too. I did like the singing by Liz Jocala. I just love her voice and her singing and her messages, you know, and her songs. And then I liked the parts too about the. I never got to go out to the. The pipeline, North Dakota, there where they.
Standing Rock.
Yeah, Standing Rock. I never got to go there, but I kind of would have liked to go, you know, support the people in their endeavor there. Yeah, it's kind of cool how they all come together, you know, each tribe. They had so many different tribes there, and I think that's so. But that's how Indians are, you know. When push comes to shove, they're right there. You know, there's so many. I don't know. I don't know if I do have a favorite at all. But it was about when they killed Jesus and put him on the cross. That is so
Passion of the Christ.
That's it. Because it's just so heart-wrenching, more than any other movie that I've seen, you know. It really brings a message of the cross. And so, yeah, that's my favorite. I just like going to these things that you have on here. I think you're doing a really good job of bringing people in. And it's kind of sad that we didn't have very many people last night, but it was enjoyable for the ones of us that did go.
Thanks for tuning in to our special series about Native American film. This story was brought to you by the Net Lake Radio Project and the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund of Minnesota.